Brett Hillebrand is a junior at Northwest High School who was named to the Federal Reserve Bank's Student Board of Directors for the school year. In addition to his interest in finance, Brett also enjoys running and baseball, and he's considering pursuing architecture as a career. His appointment to the board gives him the opportunity to interact with business and academic leaders in the state and across the country.
So far, we've talked about like how the federal banks like interact with the economy in the United States, and there's like 11 of them, and they don't make the money, but mm-hmm. they like distribute it basically. So we just learn about that, and there's like a different focus each month.
Through his work with the Federal Reserve Bank, Brett said he's hoping to learn how to have more money in the future, how to be smarter about money, and how to keep a budget. He said he doesn't want to just buy stuff and be broke. Brett explained why he was interested in applying for a position with the Federal Reserve Bank Student Board of Directors in the first place.
Well, I did the Nebraska Finance Challenge, which was like fun, and we learned a lot about money and like budgets and stuff. Yeah, this just seemed like another good opportunity. We had to fill out an application and write an essay, and I think they just picked 15 students.
Brett wrote his essay on his struggle with hemophilia. The National Heart, Blood, and Lung Institute describes hemophilia as, quote, a rare bleeding disorder in which the blood doesn't clot normally. If you have hemophilia, you may bleed for a longer time than others after an injury, end quote. Brett said his condition has made it difficult to participate in as many sports as he would like.
I just have to, like, make sure I'm doing my medicine, and like I probably would have ended up doing football and baseball, but I only do baseball in the summer because it's already hard on your joints, let alone to do it all year, and then football was just complete no, so I just run like year round.
When I asked him how he first became interested in finances, Brett admitted he wasn't exactly sure how it all got started, but he remembers the first thing he wanted badly enough to save up money for.
I don't know, I think it started as a kid, because whenever I would get money, I would just save up and save up and save up until I made this like fort in my backyard. I spent like all my money at Home Depot 1 year, and then, I don't know, I just know my mom and dad are always talking about money, and then I just kind of got interested in it.
Brett said his time with the Federal Reserve Bank ends with each student giving a brief presentation on what they learned throughout the school year.
Each month has a focus topic. You pick the one that interested you most, and you have to make a PowerPoint, and it's a 5-minute presentation, and you give it to like the like top people at the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City.
Here, Brett shares some solid advice regarding finances.
Probably like save before you spend. Because a lot of people like get their check and they're like, oh, we can go do fun stuff now. Or you could like save for like retirement or like I need college right now instead of like going bowling or to a movie or something. Because that's what I think a lot of people do.
But Brett's whole life doesn't revolve around money. He's interested in saving as opposed to spending when it comes to dollars. But that's also true when it comes to building relationships with his fellow students.
Get involved in like whatever you can. If I didn't do sports or like clubs or anything, high school would be so boring. I wouldn't know as many people as I do. And you just get to know so many people, and it's way better that way.
Brett's involvement with the Federal Reserve Bank Student Board of Directors will allow him an opportunity to apply for an internship at the Kansas City Federal Reserve while he attends college. OPS Student Spotlight airs monthly throughout the school year. To listen to this story again or to check out our other features, go to KIOS.org and click on the OPS Student Spotlight button. With Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.